Listener Ashley enjoyed a recent film at Cinematique. She wrote to Mary Bradley, who oversees our participation in this joint venture with Thalian Hall. Will you please run The Book Thief for a few more days? We missed it at the theater, and I wasn't able to get to it when you ran it. Mary replied, I wish we could, but we have films booked for all the available times this month and next. Listener Dave from Boiling Spring Lakes wrote, I'm a recently enrolled member. I was listening to Friday Feedback on January 24th and heard the following. Email message and feedbacks. I presume you do not say U.S. Postal Mail message, so why say email message? Letters and email are sufficiently clear. I was unaware that feedback needed a plural form, feedbacks. I thought feedback covered both uses. Dave continues, I suggest the station secure copies of the late NBC newsman Edwin Newman's books, Strictly Speaking, Will America Be the Death of English? And A Civil Tongue, to learn how tortured American English had become when he wrote them, and consider how much more so it has become since. I hope it will cause you to more carefully proof your own scripts. And please, don't have a nice rest of the day. A nice day would do. And were you to thank me, I would say you're welcome, not no problem. And any question I am asked whose answer is yes, I will say so, and not absolutely. If you don't already know it, I can tell you the, quote, unknown, unquote, difference between bring and take, or, astoundingly, regime and regimen, despite the dictionary saying that they are essentially interchangeable. Well, thanks to Dave, but in response I'll make just one point. Our usage is not the lowercase feedbacks, it's uppercase feedbacks. You can't hear that, of course, but you can see it. Because the reference is to individual episodes of our weekly segment Friday Feedback and not a generic term for listener comments. We'll consider making this clearer in the announcer's instructions. Listener Alice wrote, I want to let you know how much I enjoyed DocuTime on Saturday. It is a great venue, and I always look forward to attending the shows. Listener Brooks Pryke wrote to Jamila Erickson after our live concert last Friday, Thank you for the sensitive, thoughtful, and insightful commentary you provided at the Kavani Matabu Okanta concert at WHQR last Friday. It was so spectacular, and I enjoyed every minute. WHQR is the perfect venue for such innovative ideas in music and artistic expression. Listener Julie wrote, Are you going to post the midday interview for Big River from this past Tuesday? In response, you can find all of our midday interviews after about 24 hours at WHQR.org. Look for midday interviews under the Culture tab. Joe and Judy of Wilmington wrote, Congratulations on keeping WHQR going during our ICE event. We've been listening all the time. Thanks. Finally, it was nice to see Sunday Baroque host Suzanne Bona from her home in Cincinnati like a recent post on our Facebook page, the latest in our Fresh Voices commentary series with Hoggard High School junior David Gray Bagnall. Suzanne is in town a week from today. She'll play her flute a week from tonight in a 7:30 p.m. WHQR concert at St. Paul's Episcopal Church, and she'll play and greet listeners at a Sunday brunch 10 a.m. on Sunday the 9th at the WHQR studios. Tickets are still available for both, but act fast and go to WHQR.org. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback at WHQR.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.